It's President's Day, but have you ever wondered why at some point along the way, this holiday became synonymous with more than just our past commanders-in-chief? Somehow, mattress sales got worked into the equation.
Get the best mattress savings of the year this week only during the President's Day sale at Quality Sleep Mattress Stores. Take
home this. Everyone needs mattresses, but most people don't particularly enjoy the process of buying them. NPR's Stephen Basaha reports on how the industry is working to change that.
Meg Massey breaks open a chest-high Amazon box containing her new mattress in her studio apartment in Washington, D.C.
Gosh, it's like one of those French pastries all rolled up.
The 10-inch foam full-size mattress is packed tightly inside. When she was growing up, her parents would hold onto a mattress for decades. But she'll keep this mattress.
Probably 2 or 3 years, I hope. The next mattress where, if I upgrade to a king or a queen and, I really make that investment, I would hope I'd get 4 or 5 years out of it.
That's a huge shift.
Mary Helen Rogers oversees marketing for the Better Sleep Council, which represents the mattress industry. She says today's customers are replacing their mattresses more often, especially millennials like Massey. In the past, consumers used to put off buying a new mattress. Rogers says the experience was like buying tires.
You know you need new tires on your car, but historically, is it really exciting to spend your Saturday buying new tires for your car? No, it's not.
Buying a mattress, when we did focus groups and surveys, ranked as one of the worst consumer shopping experiences out there, period.
Philip Krim is the CEO of Casper. It's one of the many new companies trying to change that perception by ditching the mattress store and selling online. Massey ordered her mattress from a different company, but the shift online worked. She enjoyed ordering the mattress and getting to do her own research.
It's easier to kind of stick to your game plan when it's just you and your laptop and not you and, like, someone whose entire job is to get you to try to spend more money.
But online, matching the right mattress with the right person isn't easy, according to Kevin Damewood. He's in charge of sales and marketing at Kingsdown, a mattress manufacturer.
I don't know how you can really thoroughly 110% accomplish that online.
He says for that, you need a mattress store with test beds and salesmen specifically trained to identify what a consumer needs in a bed. And he says that kind of testing and knowledge can't be replaced by a weekend of Google searches.
How many consumers really understand what the different gauges of wire mean online and what that means to the support they're being given, in a mattress?
Support. If you walk into a mattress store, you'll hear that word a lot. Tossing your current mattress for one with more support is often sold as the gateway to a better night's sleep.
I kind of go with the, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Dr. Lisa Medaglia works at the University of Chicago Sleep Disorder Center. For her patients, she says a new mattress is pretty low on her list of recommendations.
We really try to focus on working on addressing the problems that seem most likely highest yield to be impacting their current presentation.
Meaning, before turning to a new mattress to solve your sleep troubles, Medaglia says try these tips. Don't eat too late, exercise early, and turn off that phone. Stephen Basaha, NPR News, Washington.